and illuminate the night. Oh, I'm trying to guide you to better times and brighter days. Don't be afraid, come up the ladder to the roof where we can see heaven much better. Come up the ladder to the roof where we can.
You know, Evan, I don't know where you want me to cut that off. Once you begin listening to it,
it's
a difficult undertaking.
Yeah,
to cut that off.
It helps, though. Diana Ross. It's medicine for the soul, man.
Man, Diana Ross and Up the Ladder to the Roof. Let me, Joe Manchin.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you called it.
Made a decision. You know, Evan, I think a week or two ago, I said that what is his name, man? Not the speaker, Senator Chuck Schumer. That Chuck Schumer should call the vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Because knowing that Joe Manchin was doing what he was doing, just call it and let him before the world.
Yep.
So he can't get to slip in like he did and speak on Fox News and say, I can't vote for that.
I still say call the vote. Make him vote.
Yeah,
for that.
Well, he's
make
going to do it now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to do it now, but he should have did it before and not let that guy get on. But here's what I wanted to talk about. After refusing to support the ambitious Build Back Better social and climate spending bill, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is getting pushback from a surprising source, coal miners.
I'm not
the
surprised.
Very people that he said he was going to, you know, was speaking on behalf of, have said to him on Tuesday, the United Mine Workers of America released a statement urging Joe Manchin to reconsider his opposition to the legislation. The coal miners in his state.
Yeah.
A cornerstone of President Joe Biden's domestic agenda, a prominent coal miner union with strong ties to the senator, the UMWA cited provisions in the bill that would benefit miners. What? The miners. We urge Senator Manchin to revisit his opposition to this legislation and work with his colleagues to pass something that will help keep coal miners working,
yeah,
and have a meaningful impact on our members, their families, and their communities, the statement reads. Now, so on the other end of this, are Republicans celebrating because they said Joe Manchin should vote no to this? And now Joe Manchin is forced with a pushback from coal miners,
yeah,
who have been, in particular, the union singled out a provision in the Build Back Better bill that would help miners suffering from black lung.
It would have been huge. You know, Manchin, he references inflation as his main concern. Oh, I'm so worried about inflation. Bullshiggity. We've been there. They're loving this inflation. They love it. Record profits all over the place. They love it.
But man, coal miners found a provision that was going to help them with their black lung.
Man.
And Joe Manchin in the Build Back Better plan. And now they're bringing pressure. They will be bringing pressure on Joe Manchin,
yeah,
who claims he was doing this for the people in Virginia. But we'll soon see.
Yes, we will.
How that plays out. The bill includes language that would extend the current fee paid by coal companies to fund benefits received by victims of coal workers' black lung. We've got to go.
We got to go. It's terrible.
Yeah, man, it is. Thank you, Evan. As always, thank you to the listening audience. I had a lot to talk about, but as far as I could get, I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you guys later.
Take care, my friend.
All right.